Let me tell you, this episode is all about expectation versus reality. Sometimes it lines up and they're aligned perfectly, and then other times it's just a shit show, what you're expecting versus the shit show of reality that you get. I'm just going to recap a little bit of what happened to me last year. You all have heard some of the horror stories and the good stuff, but at the same time, it's going to just be a better look, a real look into me. Stepping into those badlands, you know, the parts of your brains that you're not so comfortable with, but you definitely want to talk about and share, because I know I'm not the only one who experiences life, lifing it up on me, so stay tuned. Last year, I felt hurt by everything. I felt hurt that I didn't or wasn't able to sustain the relationships that meant a lot to me. I felt hurt that I was leaving a career and didn't have a plan. I felt hurt that I felt like I just didn't matter. And over the course of last year and into this year, it's been a lot to have to change that mindset. Because when you place yourself in the mindset of being a victim, that's how you see everything. You're like, woe is me. Why is this happening to me? I can't believe this is happening to me. I just need a break. I just want a break. Yada, 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 yada. And I realized that I had created this false reality last year, which I get it. Everybody has been saying this. Last year was a lot for a lot of people, but I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about myself. I had one of the most disrespectful years I've ever experienced. And I think part of the problem was my spirit wasn't in the right place because I did lose so much, and a part of me did die last year with losing my dad and the relationships that surrounded that, getting in two accidents at the top of the year, and then having to deal with going through a pandemic and my own mental and depressive moments. It just was a lot. Oh, and then to end off the year, I ended up getting COVID and I was moving. It was just exhausting mentally. But I can definitely say now I am COVID free. I'm operating from a more positive mindset. Yes, those things happened to me, but I am no longer seeing them from a victim mindset. And that just takes a lot. Me going through therapy and having a new therapist that actually makes me feel like I'm getting things done, and she's posing some real questions and she's encouraging me to be present in the moments of vulnerability. Because y'all, as much as I talk on here and share feelings and stuff, I do not like doing that in front of people, and especially people that I'm strangers to. It just feels like exhausting for myself to share those sides of myself or be that level of vulnerable, especially about intimate things like death, relationship, career, finances even. But it's crazy. I know that I'm not the only one who was slapped in the face by life last year. It's just all how you process and deal with it. And I feel like I took more of the negative, heavier route and shouldered everything and was just like, it's my fault this, it's my fault that. I am in control of myself, but it's so crazy. It's like when you allow those more negative emotions to be at the front wheel for so long, like you're just used to them being in control. And when there's moments that you're feeling good, you're doing good, things are productive and progressive, it's kind of weird thing that your mind does. It's like, up, you know, you're more comfortable in these negative feelings, hang out here, versus these positive feelings, which are only temporary. But again, as I mentioned, this is like just a mindset. So convincing myself that my expectations of what I want and what I want to do can be my reality, but knowing that it's okay if the expectations that I had don't mirror my reality, and that It is not the end of the world if things didn't go as planned or happen as planned. Nothing ever goes as planned or happens as planned. And I'm learning that and working through that. But as I mentioned, I just felt like the world was just crashing around me and I just didn't have a handle on it. So I started seeing a therapist, and one thing she helped me realize was I created a kind of like a protective character in my head that was like kind of like my mom. And this character was trying to shield me from the world and shield me from all the bad that was happening to me. But the problem with that is that it was crippling me in the sense of actually allowing myself to be vulnerable, allowing myself to be seen or heard. And I feel like, as I was mentioning, I kind of associated her with a mother figure, a power, a source of care and concern, but it crippled me in the sense and kind of allowed those negative emotions and feelings to be more present versus the positive ones, in the sense of like, I actually can do this. You know, it's okay if I'm not feeling good today. I don't have to put on a face. I say all that to say that like, I'm constantly working on myself. I'm constantly trying to grow. I'm no longer trying to use my friends or work or alcohol or even drugs or even sex as a way to mask or help me, I feel like, cope. Like, I'm just trying to turn more inwards and do that coping on my own. I hope that makes sense. Last year, I told myself that by this year, I was going to be in a different place, and I totally am. Like, I moved out. I'm back living with my mom for a little bit, and I told myself I was going to be living in another state. So I also was like trying to plan to move to Texas, but because of how my year ended, I wasn't able to plan accordingly, or at least I didn't, to be honest, give myself the real space to plan accordingly. So then I was kind of beating myself up a little bit, you know, at the top of the year, like, you're supposed to be planning to be in Texas, or you should have been in Texas by now. Why aren't you? And it's because shit, in real life, you know, it's hard to find a job. And then it is hard to find a job during a pandemic because everybody is looking for a job during a pandemic. Everybody's got a degree. Everybody's got all these qualifications. So do I. But think about this. Like, if you're continuously receiving all of these emails or letters saying, you know, they're going to go with another candidate, that's a little discouraging. You feel like, oh, I just got to accept any little job so then I can have money, so then I can try and save, so then I can do all this shit. And it's like, Taylor, it is okay. It is okay. You don't have to. You created this date in your head. You don't have to have it all figured out by then. You don't have to be the one who has all the answers to your problems. Shit, it is okay. So yeah, supposed to be moving, supposed to have written a book by now, supposed to have gotten to voiceover work by now, supposed to do all these things. But I allowed like this fear and like loathing of even trying cripple and hinder me from doing things that I actually wanted to do. I continuously say I have a great speaking voice and I have great communication. I take that communication part back. I can speak well, but my communication could definitely use a little bit more. But now that comes with the comfort of me knowing that and saying that to myself, like, okay, you might speak well, but how well is your two-way communication? Are you over talking people? Are you not letting your voice being heard? Like, or if now you're letting your voice being heard, are you doing too much? You know, it's a snowball effect. When you have anxiety, you know, you just go down that road like, you're not good enough, you're not this, you're not that, and like you start to believe it. But the beautiful thing that I'm where I'm at in my life is I know that I'm okay. I know that I don't have all the answers. I can encourage myself and my friends to try as much as they can, and as long as they're putting their best foot forward, including myself, that makes a difference. that if that's my best and that's what my best looks like, then I'm all for it. But let me not half-ass something and call it my best and then be mad when it's not received properly. I think we all go through that. I think we all have a little bit of anxiety. Just some know how to manage it better than others. And yeah, it's just all about being a critic and understanding that the duality between what we want versus what's actually happening, you know, that expectation versus reality, it's going to continuously change, especially when you have different factors of life, whether it's life or death, relationships, career, finances. Knowing that at the drop of a dime, something can change, and how you work after that thing has changed is what matters most. I have to constantly remind myself that it's not the path that matters. It's the end goal. Because I can do several different things. I can live in several different places. I can have several different relationships. And they all were purposeful, or even maybe some weren't. But they get me to the end goal. And the end goal for me is continuously changing. It is living in a different state. It is having a solid relationship. It is trusting myself and having that confidence consistently, which, don't get me wrong, y'all know who do know me do know how confident I could be, but I'm human, as I keep saying. And I think that sometimes that mask of confidence I was wearing was definitely not real, like, you know, a fake it till you make it for sometimes, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And because I am the person I am, I'm very honest and genuine with myself. So I know when I'm giving it my all. I know when that confidence is real. And I can tell, and I feel like other people can tell, when I'm not being genuine or when that confidence isn't real. I don't know. I think that. But that's also a part of that anxiety. Again, it's like, it just makes you feel that you are not worthy nor doing right by yourself. There are just some people that I really got to shout out and thank. I'm not even going to do it because, you know, I got a lot of people who listen to this, and I could see how that's going to go left if, you know, I'm not even shouting out. If I'm shouting out some and not all. But I had some homegirls who were just real instrumental in helping me feel better and deal with life, lifing it up on me. Those 2 months that I was off from not working because I had quit my job were two of the best months I experienced. Like, and I had a summer during a pandemic, if that makes sense. I live in Chicago. My apartment was a block over from the lakefront, so I was continuously able to swim, walk, just be outside, bike ride. Oh, I rode the bike a lot. And I walked a lot. There's something about getting up in the morning time and having some tea and just like walking in a beautiful neighborhood that just makes you feel at peace. Or just like hopping in the lake or the ocean and just swimming. Like, I'm a swimmer, I'm a Cancer. So like, water is my friend, water is my home, water is my peace. So like, being able to do that, and I have a life vest, so I was just out there kind of floating some of the times by myself, sometimes with friends, sometimes high, sometimes, you know, not. But it's just so peaceful. And those 2 months really helped me change my mind and my mental. So whatever it is you're going through in life, like, just know that it is a temporary feeling. And I actually just learned this the other day. Any emotion you experience it for 90 seconds. You really feel that emotion for 90 seconds. Anything after that is just you replaying a version of it in your head or repeat, whether it's a good, accurate version or whether it's an inaccurate, negative version. You are just playing it over and over again. And so that reanimates those feelings associated with it.
And since I've learned that, I'm like, fuck, I'm angry, I'm mad. I've been feeling these feels for so long. But it's just me replaying a situation or a circumstance or whatever over and over again. And for my mind, sometimes my mind be playing tricks on me and be really keeping me in that victim mindset, that crippling mindset that's like, nah, this is how it happened. This is how you felt associated with it. Fester. Let it become you. And like, that's good for some because maybe that encourages them to do things. But how I operate, no. That makes me just want to climb in bed, watch TV all day or sleep all day. Like, act like the world isn't happening around me. It feels so good when, like, you can recognize your flaws and, like, really work through them. And another thing I learned recently, I'm reading a spiritual growth guidebook. It is very interesting, and I'll give you more details at the end of this. But they give you an example of viewing your emotions like a house. In the basement of the house, you have your negative, more icky emotions. In the middle layer, you have your, say, medium emotions, like the on your way to joy, on your way to happiness, on your way to feeling better. And like, a lot of us fluctuate between the middle floor and the basement. And then you have your upstairs or attic that has like your higher vibrating self. You know, you're recognizing that those other feels are valid too, but you're able to feel them in the moment and let them go, and you're just functioning in a higher version of yourself. I say all that to say, a lot of times we aim for that attic, but sometimes we do need to go through the basement to the middle part of your house, to the upstairs, to then get to the attic, to then feel all those emotions and know where we don't need to be anymore. I don't need to hang out in my basement every day because that doesn't serve a real purpose for me at this moment in my life and in the future. It's better for me to stay on more of a common, even ground with myself, understanding that if I feel this way today doesn't mean I'm going to feel it tomorrow or even in 5 minutes, or to recognize that, hey, I'm feeling this way because it may be something unresolved that I haven't spoken about or I haven't shared or something I'm holding on to. And as I mentioned, like I said, 90 seconds you feel an emotion, and anything after that is you playing a version of it over and over. And so what that might be doing to myself. So take some time, if you have a moment today, really think about where you're at and how you feel. Pick one word of how you feel. Don't explain it or don't share it, or share it if you want with someone. But own that feeling and then use it to do something with it. So if you're angry, get angry at yourself of why you are still angry about whatever it is. You either need to have that conversation or let it go. If you're really happy, hold on to that feeling. Do something with it. Pay it forward. Say, give somebody a compliment. Do something nice for someone. Or let it motivate you to do more things for yourself to keep yourself in that happier state. But just know, any emotion is temporary. And what you do with those emotions is what will create your reality. And you can't be mad or harbor negative emotions about your expectations that didn't happen, all because they didn't happen. Like, let it go. There is a lovely song that I got put onto this past summer by my homegirl Destiny. It's called Let It Go. It's by The Beautiful Chorus. And when I tell you, it is just a 7-minute long song of somebody singing Let It Go and like the choir backing, it is releasing. Like, I've stood by the lakefront and listened to that song on repeat and cried to it and let it out and just had some raw emotions to it. Or even I've just allowed it to just be my background music, you know, as I was cleaning my apartment, or I'm just cleaning things up, clearing that space for myself. It is just such a strong, beautiful, powerful song. And just music can do a lot for you. It can change a mood for good or for bad. For me, it always changes me for the better. like I said, listening to that song on repeat. Matter of fact, this past summer, during them 2 months, oh, not a fan of Kanye, but his chorus, let me tell you, they're amazing. The choir, they're amazing. I think they're called Sunday Service. Listening to them and to this Let It Go and to a few other songs, woo, game changers. So, with all that being said, your expectations can match your reality, and your reality can sometimes match your expectations. How to get to the place where they're mirroring each other is all about how you think and how you process and feel about yourself. And like, that's the best advice I can give. If you learn nothing else, if you take nothing else away from this conversation, take away the fact that how you feel about yourself will affect your expectations and will create the reality. So I love you. Be well. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I look forward to sharing more with you. So stay tuned. All right, things to check out. The Joy of Spiritual Growth, Real Encounters by Frank Rose and Bob Maginiel. That's Maginiel. I'm only about a couple chapters in, and I can definitely say that it's a good read. It does operate more from a religious or spiritual standpoint, talking about God or gods. But at the same time, even if you're not religious or spiritual, it could be a great guide for yourself. As Erykah Badu once said, you know, we were made in his image, so call us by our names. So even if you don't believe in God or gods, you know, God is within yourself. Secondly, definitely check out The Beautiful Chorus. They are amazing. You can find them probably on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. But they have like a lot of great songs. And the song I referenced is called Let It Go Part 2. Beautiful chorus, some amazing people, and their angelic voices. And like I said, that song is like 7 minutes long, and it's very relaxing. And then I said, oh, Sunday Service, that choir by Kanye West. My favorite songs on Jesus Is Born is Rain, Ultralight Beam, Weak, and Paradise. These are, yes, songs that he has flipped with his choir to fit more of the religious agenda, but they are still good, feel-good songs that can really do something in you, especially Ultralight Beam. When I tell you, like I said, I was in a very dark place last year, and that song and Let It Go were really on repeat and able to like help me pull myself out of, you know, those darker places. I would also encourage just listening to different chakra balancing sounds and frequencies, as well as music, ocean waves, crashing ocean waves, white noise. Those things help bring your physical body that might be feeling the stress from the emotions back down to a grounded level. So like, you can feel like you are letting go, and the weight of that stress or emotion isn't as heavy. So definitely check those things out and stay tuned for next time.